And now for something completely different.
Want to welcome you back to the David Spoon Experience. Want to thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. I'm sitting in for David today. He's taking an extra day off after this Christmas holiday and just enjoying some family time, and we're glad that you are here with us. Whitefields Ministry supports national pastors starting new churches in their own countries. You can find us on Facebook at Whitefields, Inc., and would be glad to have you join us in prayer. You can also reach David Spoon at any time at the David Spoon Experience on Facebook, and also at the toll-free number here at 866-577-2473. Well, we've got in the house Russell Emmons. He's going to be on in the next segment. He's getting all set up here, and we're glad to be talking to him. He's a local San Diego grown boy, was in the military for a while, and is married into a wonderful family as well, a wife and children. And so we're glad to have him here. But I thought as we were leading into that segment, I did a little bit of the research and found some articles of all the new laws starting in California. Now, I was going to lead into this segment with a joke about a lawyer and attorney. I know that's not fair, though, with an attorney in the house, but there are plenty of those, and I'm just going to let you think of them all right now. It's kind of like blonde jokes. You don't even have to tell them anymore. You just say blonde jokes, and people start laughing. Of course, blondes laugh, and they don't know why they're laughing, but tomorrow they'll figure it out. But there are a lot of new California laws starting up in 2017. Now, the law that really freaked me out was the new grocery bag law, and they started that one like the day that the election was over. So, you know, I show up in grocery stores now. My wife will often send me a text message on the way home, and if I get there and I don't have the right car with all of our grocery bags, I'm like, okay, do I pay the 10 cents or do I walk out with all this stuff in my arms, you know? So that's a new law that went right in. But there are lots of other new laws. California's minimum wage will increase. So that's going to start. It's going from $10 to $10.50, and that's for businesses with 26 or more employees. So that will eventually rise to $15 an hour, and then it delays increases for if you're smaller employers or you're more employers and yada, 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 all that blah, blah, blah stuff. And then another law, assault weapons, which, you know, I've got a lot of hunter friends. I lived in Minnesota for about 5 years. They think so differently about rifles and guns than we do. They say, you know, what makes an assault weapon? Like if a gun is just laying on your counter, is it an assault weapon or not an assault weapon? So they kind of view guns as something that you actually have to pick up and use. And what you do with it makes it function. So, but the lawmakers passed a package of bills. I always love it when they say a package of bills. In other words, it's not just a bill. It's like a whole package to strengthen California's already tough gun laws. Now, that's a very interesting way to write that. Some people would say, well, never mind. Let's see. So they reinforce them by passing even more measures. So people who own magazines, now my mom always had Reader's Digest, and in fact, she had every copy of Reader's Digest from, oh, not that kind of magazines. Yeah, that's an NRA. People are already there laughing at that. They have owned magazines that hold more than 10 rounds will be required to give them up starting January 1st. Gun makers developed bullet buttons to get around California's. What are bullet buttons? Is that I'm like got a shirt. I've got all these bullets. I mean, I've got all these buttons. No, wait, are they bullet buttons? Well, anyways, handgun storage is another law. Law enforcement officers will be required to follow the same rules. Sexual assault sentencing. Now, this is one I hope you'll really pay attention to. This is something that just really strikes me as quite an interesting bill, as sexual assault sentencing. Sexually assaulting an unconscious or severely intoxicated person will become a crime ineligible for probation. this whole realm of sexual assault and the things that go on and people that are assaulted while unconscious or incapacitated by drugs, as a Christian, I find all forms of sexual immorality to be, well, biblically sin. But the media and the secular people, they're really trying to sort and carve the lines as to what is really sexual assault, what's not. And, of course, the former Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner received only a six-month jail sentence for assaulting an unconscious woman. And so the lawyers, the attorneys and the lawmakers, they decided, boy, we've got to do something about that. So they passed something, boy, I tell you what, I really hope colleges and young college people will start focusing their attention and their life. Of course, the reality of all that is that which will solve the sexual assault problem is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we do indeed hope that people will respond to that. A new law is coming in about texting while driving. They've added, of course, you know, a lot of people, they'd be not texting. They'd have their phone in their hands, and then they'd tell the officer, well, I'm not texting. I'm using my traffic app, or I'm updating my Instagram account. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, if you don't have time to update your Instagram account when you're not driving, there's something wrong with you. So there's some new laws about that that stops you from driving distracted, not just texting. Now, I'm not really sure whether it's illegal to eat a hot dog when you're driving. That would be a very interesting question. Like, have they solved all of those other, oh, officer, I'm not texting, I dropped my French fries and I'm trying to pick them up. So a lot of things going on that way. I don't know if your head's spinning, but this is just like the first page of the new laws. Now, this is one, the California legislature, they jumped on the Redskins name. California public schools will be barred from using the name Redskins. Now, that's kind of interesting because it's in the same set of legislation in the same article of sexually molesting an unconscious person. But I don't think those two things really rise to the same level. And yet, yep, here it is. We had to pass a law about not being able to use the Redskins for a sports team if you're in a public school. I'm not sure that any public schools would even be interesting. I'm not sure how the Washington Redskins did this year. They haven't been a winning team the last couple of years. Sorry, Washington Redskin fans. Oh, hey, by the way, though, there is the Minnesota Gophers are in town. So all my Minnesota friends that are listening, Minnesota Gophers, Washington State, they're going to play the Hollywood Bowl game tonight. So the only word I can say about that, if you don't have tickets to the game, don't go near Qualcomm Stadium. So there's your public service announcement for the day. We've got new laws about child safety seats. And all I know is I asked my son and my daughter-in-law, is my grandson still okay? And this he only comes like every few months and he grows like pounds and inches every time we see him. So that's growing, growing, growing. EpiPens, there's new laws about EpiPens, and boy, I know that was a real cantankerous thing that happened with the manufacturer of EpiPens, and they passed some new laws about that. They passed new laws about building safety, and there's new laws about terminally ill patients and what kinds of things they're allowed to do. And then there's a new law about human trafficking. And this is, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but young people under the age of 18 cannot be charged with prostitution. Now, the ideas behind the mind of the Senator Hawley Mitchell, the Democrat from Los Angeles that sponsored this bill, is she wants those minors to be charged and treated as victims, so they can't be charged with a crime. A number of my friends that are in law enforcement have said it really takes out of their hands the ability to get those kids off the streets and out of the hands of the traffickers. So we'll find out whether or not this new law actually really does its benefit, and that is to somehow help these young minorities who really are, they are victims of human traffickers, but at the same time, it kind of makes what the human traffickers doing sort of not illegal. At least the children are no longer charged with prostitution. So that could create some real rumblings and things going on underneath all of that. So anyways, those are just some of the new laws that are coming up. Just wanted to brighten your day and make your day better. Of course, those are just the state of California laws. We also have all these laws going on in the federal government and all these other things going on. And then we have some friends and my daughter-in-law, she's a tax person. So boy, all of that's going to change pretty soon as well. So we're going to have new taxes, new laws, new things going on. And don't you just love all that politics talk? I know we're just finishing up Christmas here, and some of you might have had a real humdinger of a Christmas party with all of your family members and folks like that. It's one thing to have friends on Facebook that are giving political rants and screeds that you don't like. It's another thing to have a family member show up, right? So on and on and on and all that goes. But, you know, it really does eventually somewhere affect our lives. But I was interested in some new polls that just came out, and I'm not really sure how these polls really clear out. But one of the polls that was just done expressed that Democrats, particularly Democratic women, report the highest level of all for unfriending people on Facebook over political posts. Now, I don't know if you're a Democrat woman, please don't turn the station, because that would prove the poll, right? So if you're going to demonstrate your tolerance about all positions, we just want you to keep on listening. We don't want you to unfriend us. We also note, though, that quite a number of other different political liberals are also far more likely than conservatives to say they removed someone. Now, you see, this is where these polls always get a little shaky, because, you see, some people might just say, hey, I'm not going to say I actually unfriend people. So maybe they're not really telling the truth about the poll. Well, anyways, we hope that you all survived your political discussions and meals over the Christmas holidays. We hope that you will survive all the new laws that are coming in. And we're going to be hearing from Russell Emmons. He's an attorney. We're going to ask him some questions. We got some good things to share and hear from him. We're going to come back right after this break and hear from him and talk to him about attorney issues. And I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. We're sitting in for David. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Phrase 1210 AM KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was,
I will never believe your God and change my religion.
But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Since Ronald Reagan, Republican and Democrat presidents alike have grown the federal government and its role in our lives. From No Child Left Behind to environmental laws, the pattern has been more and more federal regulation. The Trump administration may finally swing the pendulum of government power back toward the states. As a conservative former governor, Vice President Mike Pence will champion state control. The new Secretary of Education favors vouchers, which means less government power over education. The heads of energy and the environment are both state officials who have fought federal power. The most important questions the Trump administration can ask are, should the government act, and if so, which branch and which level? When the federal government has taken over everything from healthcare to the environment and education, it's high time for an administration that asks those important federalism questions and returns power to individuals in the states, as promised in the 9th and 10th Amendments. I'm David Davenport.
Learn more at townhallreview.com.
Is 2017 going to be a better year for you? It certainly could be with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month, right? What would you do differently, knowing you had more money coming in? Wouldn't you feel a bit more secure about your life, your family, and your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality by investing and trading in the market? And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Text the word INVEST to my friends at Online Trading Academy at 57682. They want to give you a free mini tablet preloaded with the Wall Street Insider's Kit that has videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free when you attend their next class. Hurry, while supplies last. You must be 21 or older. Text the word INVEST to 57682 to get your free preloaded tablet with the Wall Street Insider's Kit. Text INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates may apply.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I want to thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry, and I'm sitting in for David today. You can find our ministry at Facebook if you search Whitefields, Inc. You can also go to our webpage, whitefields.org. We're supporting national pastors, starting new churches, very, very difficult places and all around the world. But I have right here in studio with me Russell Emmons. Russell, good to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's great. I met Russell a while ago. I've known his wife's family. He's married to a lovely lady, Emily. And a lot of you might know her. She's a San Diego Christian College alum, a musician over there, and her family have been around San Diego a long time. And I kind of got to meet Russell through their family. And it's great to kind of get to know him. You're a local boy as well, right? You grew up here?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Lakeside off of Golden Ridge and Winter Garden. So.
Okay. So local East County boy. Where'd you go to school? You're in high school here.
I went to, for college, you mean?
College, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Azusa Pacific University.
Okay.
Up in Pasadena. And then for law school, I went to the University of Arizona.
All right. Okay. So. And you you joined the military. What branch of the military were you in?
I served in the Army for 4 years.
In the Army. Now, yeah. I know this is a Navy town. How did you end up in the Army instead of the Navy?
Well, when I went to college, I started looking at what ROTC options I had available. And the Navy guys, you know, at least where I went to school, they'd sit in the class and they'd do their theoretical, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And when I went to, you know, Army ROTC, we're out there crawling through the bushes and we're, you know, throwing hand grenades, I'm using quote fingers,
right,
at a tent and just, you know, what a way to spend your Fridays, you know. So for me, it was a good fit.
I've always thought if I could spend my Friday throwing hand grenades. now, you know, it's quite interesting, though. My grandson was just down, and boys will be boys. The last day he was with us, he found a stick and began to stick fight with his dad, and he kept saying something, and I was videotaping, and I went back and listened to it, and he's saying, "Take that. Take that." And every time he hits his dad's stick, he says, "Take that." So that's how you got into the Army. So, I probably offended all the Democrat women in my last segment. They all unfriended us on Facebook. Now all the Navy people are unfriending us because you were in the Army. But actually, you're a member in the military. And I think all Navy, Army, Air Force, everybody stays together when you get right down to it. It's all part of our military veterans. They have really served our country well. And you served how many years?
I served 4 years.
And, 4 years. And you traveled away from San Diego during that time, right?
Oh, yeah. I was in Korea for a year, ate some of the best food I think I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
I was trained in Virginia for about 6 months, and then I wound up in Fort Lewis, Washington for about 2.5 years.
Okay. While you were traveling, this is a question that kind of pops into my mind. I know a lot of our people here, because we're a Navy town, we have a lot of visiting Navy people that show up in a church. What were some of the things that kind of when you ended up in another place and you're stationed there, you look for a church, right? What were the things that attracted you and what ministries really helped you? And so,
well, it's interesting. I was in law school for 3 years, and so I was kind of transplanted and got to kind of try out how I was going to put roots down. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing I can say is if you do find a church, get plugged into a ministry right away. What I found so interesting was that there wasn't so much a ministry to me that was helpful. It was me jumping in and being able to minister to others. Now, for me, that's the junior high ministry. That's, uh-huh. I mean, those 6th, 7th, 8th grade-year-old right. guys, man, we're clicking. Because they're like me. They want to go out in the woods and hike around.
Sure.
And, you know, and so that was just, for me, top-notch. And I met other people who felt the same.
Yeah.
And so that was how I kind of got plugged in.
So finding a church that was willing to say, hey, this is a guy, he's here, he's in the Army, he's going to be here for a short while, but we have a place for you to get in and minister was a way that really kind of helped ministry to you. So it wasn't like, okay, we have to start a program for young military people. It's more, hey, how do we absorb you into our church family and get you going?
Yeah, and I would say kind of along those lines, one of the problems with being a military person is you're already kind of isolated and you're mm-hmm. already in that military group. So in some sense, while it's helpful to say we're going to minister to veterans, the real thing is to just keep in mind, one, that time is very limited for them.
Right.
So if you're going to bring them in fast and make them part of your family. And the other thing is, you know, treat them like you would treat anyone else.
Right.
You know, it's isolating enough saying, well, this is our military folk and these are these people. No, right. We want to be integrated. We want to feel like we're part of the community. At least for me personally, that was what was helpful.
Yeah, getting you in, letting you be a part and not constantly saying, okay, go over there if you're in this segment of society or military. I know that can be kind of a hard thing. Churches sometimes look at people that you're transient. They know you're transient. You're going to be here and then you're going to be gone. And they almost maybe shy away from wanting to invest in you or letting you invest in them or in their ministry. So those are some good things to keep in mind. Now, you drew into the idea of becoming an attorney. You went to law school before you went in the Army?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Right after I got my commission, I went to law school for 3 years, and then I went into the military.
Okay. What would you share to young people right now, young men, young ladies that are looking at a possible military career, maybe some of them are listening right now, and being focused, combining that with the idea of law school or school, college before you get into the military, how does all that work? What would you advise them if they were thinking about doing something like that?
I would say make sure you get yourself a really good mentor. Okay. Now, I had the privilege. My uncle was a command sergeant major. He was about as senior enlisted as you can get. I knew people that had been officers in the military. And the big thing is when you're a service-minded young man or woman, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily take the time to think about all the benefits that come along with being in service. You don't
right.
necessarily think about the school benefits, the medical benefits, you know, free tickets to SeaWorld once a year, you know. And
thank you, SeaWorld.
Yes, and the zoo as well. And the thing is, all those businesses, they put those benefits out and people don't always understand to take advantage of them, free mm-hmm. flights, places, hotels, places. And when you're dealing with a high-stress job like being in the military, knowing how to take advantage of those outlets that are provided to you can be the difference between a real drudgery of a time and, you know, making it and feeling like you're succeeding at what you're doing.
Excellent. Those are, you know, it's always interesting talking to young people. Some don't really know what to go do in life. They don't know, what should I do next? I'm close to the end of high school. What do I go do next? And most of them, maybe around here, some of them might think about military things. So getting started into that thinking, that's some good advice. Find somebody that helps you understand how to get involved in that. How did your, once you got into the law, how does that benefit? What, a lot of people, you know, we were joking about attorney jokes or lawyer jokes, but you're actually a nice guy. I like you. We've had coffee a few times. Your parents, coffee is very near to my heart, and your parents run or own the Coffee Meister, and I know there are other coffee places here in San Diego as well, but we've had some coffee together. A lot of people think attorneys are mean guys. Where does that reputation come from, and what is your experience of being a nice guy? How do you fit into all that?
Well, I think it all comes down to, you know, what do people expect from being an attorney? If you feel like someone's run you over, mm-hmm. you know, You're probably not going to hire someone who's going to go and feel bad mm-hmm. about antagonizing the other side, because right. you want someone to fight for you. And so that's kind of the thing. So attorneys at our core, especially litigators, we love to fight.
Right.
We love to compete. And while, you know, for me, I have a lot of compassion for my clients. It's important to me that they're taken care of. At the end of the day, the only way to keep going is to love to fight and love to compete. And so attorneys seem very aggressive, and because many of them are, and we're just a naturally competitive bunch. But, you know, no one loves lawyer jokes more than lawyers. We don't get offended by them.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to pull this sheet out. Hang on. I got them. I've got them right here somewhere, all of my lawyer jokes. Well, that's great. We are talking with Russell Emmons. I want to let you know how you can find him. EmmonsLawOffice.com. I think it's great to get to local, find local, good, solid Christian people. But EmmonsLawOffice.com. He's got a number, 619-757-7327. We're going to be back and talk a little more about how an attorney can be helpful to you. Not just a bad experience, not just bad things, but we'll be right back with that. I am Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry, sitting in for David. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to ask Russell some more questions about how an attorney can help you and be on your side.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, this is probably the best time of the year to go out and take a free, no-obligation tour at Singing Hills Memorial Park and see what's going on. And most importantly, see that it's not what you typically think of when you think of a cemetery. It's more like a beautiful park-like setting. Plus, you've done some new additions, haven't you?
That's right, Mark. We had just opened up a new section called Butterfly Kisses. It's a cremation garden. Beautiful, right in front of the mausoleum. If you mention this ad, we will give you special financing.
That's right. So find out all about it. Take the free tour. Mention this ad. Get special financing available now on the new additions at Singing Hills Memorial Park in the Butterfly Kisses area. They'll tell you all about it and go out and see for yourself. Go meet the people. They're great people. Tony Ramirez and his staff. Singing Hills Memorial Park. Call them at 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. Some years ago, I met two wealthy men during the same week. One was a former professor who made millions through wise investments, but he lost his family, his happiness, and aged very quickly. The other man, a pastor, who also invested well and acquired great wealth, yet he gave more to his church over time than he was paid as a pastor. What was the difference between the two? Well, it was their contrasting views about their wealth. Jesus said you shouldn't lay up treasure for yourselves. When you accumulate it and it is laid up for you, it becomes an idol. What about you? Are you consumed with extending God's kingdom or accumulating wealth? Do you desire to invest in eternity or in your own pleasure? Now, the Apostle Paul said, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. That way you'll be a portrait of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I want to thank you for joining us here at KPRZ. 12:10 a.m. in San Diego, California. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. I'm sitting in for David today, enjoying our afternoon together. I hope you're having a great day. Hope you're not at a shop. Well, you're probably not listening to the radio if you're at a shopping mall. And if you're driving in or out and you're in traffic, well, that's San Diego, so welcome to it. At least you're in the sunshine. And so we're having a great time together. I've got Russell Emmons in the studio today. Russell is a San Diego Lakeside grown-up boy. Joined the military, was in the Army for a while, did his law degree. And I just thought it'd be an interesting thing, especially with all the changes and laws and things and all that that comes, especially for, like, businesses. It's hard to be a businessman in this environment, isn't it?
I would say absolutely. You know, and my parents have started two small businesses successfully, and I can witness firsthand that it was not a simple or easy experience for them, although they found it very rewarding.
Right. It's a rewarding thing to do, but those businesses, they need support, especially California, navigating those ever-changing legal requirements. And that's kind of where you as an attorney, you step into that role to find out answers that otherwise might be complicated for small businessmen to find, right?
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, most businesses that are big have a full-time attorney on staff.
You know,
I was privileged enough to intern with some very big companies, and their attorneys were just top-notch. But for a small business, you can't afford to have a full-time attorney on staff. So when you're navigating the changing laws, you know, having someone you can talk to that's not permanently on salary can be a real benefit.
Sure. It's just coming to you and saying, hey, Russell, I have a question. And you can give them an idea of this is what the answer to that question will cost, what it'll take. And, of course, you're getting paid for your time that you're using there. Sometimes people need legal advice, but they're afraid to seek help. Have you met people like that, that they're just afraid to – I'm afraid to call an attorney or to talk to an attorney?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fear of sticker shock when you talk to an attorney. And you know, you don't know how much is this going to cost me? How is this going to go? You know, what am I committing to when I walk through a lawyer's door?
Right.
And I think a lot of times people can get intimidated by just even talking to somebody to ask for help.
Right. I know the same thing sometimes happens for, like, real estate. Some people are afraid to sell their house simply because I have to go find a realtor and then we've got to get it on the market. There's so many forms that have to be signed and declarations that have to be made and things like that. And an attorney, a lawyer, the work that you're doing primarily is to help representation to employers or to employees, to help a small business get started and kind of answering some of those legal questions, getting their filings done, just even charting the course of what are you, an LLC, an incorporation, and filing those forms, right?
Yeah. So when you start a new business, there's a lot of sort of legal setup that has to happen. And you mentioned a few of them, picking what form you want your company to take. And I mean, there's tax implications with that. And there's a few other things that can kind of go into it. And most of the time, the small business owners I run into, they're very smart. They're just not trained in these kinds of practical day-to-day things that, for an attorney, you know, that's your bread and butter.
Right. So in a sense, as an attorney, you allow the business owner to go do the work of their business so that they can help their business grow. And you do the work of kind of the legal side of it, but you're not their full-time employee. You just, hey, when they need something done, then you step in and help with that. Keep the legal side of it going.
Yeah, and that also keeps the cost down. I mean, I think... And for me, I mean, you know, I've done some work for Whitefields. The important thing is, you know, to have that kind of relationship where you can have an open dialogue. And a lot of attorneys, you know, every phone call is billed, everything is billed. And, you know, I do bill for some phone calls. But I think it's important to know that there are times when you're not going to bill because you're talking about what people need. And you're not working on legal products. You're just trying to make sure that you're the best attorney.
That you know what's going on.
Yeah.
So there's a relationship building there. Do you do some pro bono work? Are you trying to do some things with other military? I'm sure we've got a lot of vets that are getting out of the military. They've been in. They maybe want to start a business. But where do they turn? Do you do some work for for other military vets? Are you getting involved in anything like that?
I'm talking to a few different military organizations. I'm not partnered with anyone yet, mm-hmm. but the type of pro bono work I do is depending. For starters, I give a pretty sizable discount mm-hmm. To a veteran-owned business or veteran okay. business owner. I also, upon request, if I get enough people asking kind of the similar kind of question, I'll teach like a free class for a few different people at a time and just kind of walk them through what needs to happen.
Right.
After that point, they can hire me, they can hire LegalZoom, they can hire whoever they want, mm-hmm. but at least they have the information to arm them to go out there and either start their business or how to manage their employees.
Right.
Or the big one is, you know, if they sue your business, how do you keep them from getting, you know, your house or your personal
right.
assets?
Right. Separating those things are important to have in place at the beginning, right?
Yeah, that takes a certain amount of setup and a certain amount of discipline as a business owner to make sure that you're constantly crossing the I's and dotting the T's to protect your personal assets and your business.
Right. People always hope that nothing will ever happen, that I just go down the line and nothing ever goes on, nothing, and no one ever comes to me and is injured at my place or gets bent out of shape that I didn't provide the service they thought they would get. And so you're there as an attorney to help that business know where they're set up, know how they can protect themselves. And there's no guarantees that that's going to be a perfect thing, but it's better to have the knowledge in the first place, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like having fire insurance. You know, you buy fire insurance hoping your house will never burn down.
Right.
But if your house does burn down, then you're happy you have the fire insurance, hopefully.
Sure.
So, and it's the same kind of thing. When an attorney does their job right, ideally, nothing will ever go wrong. Now, we're not talking about lawsuits now. We're just talking about general legal work.
Right.
But when things go wrong, that's when you'll see the dividends from hiring an attorney who knows what they're doing.
So having that advice, getting that knowledge really empowers the business owner and the person getting going. You do a number of different things with both labor and employment. Estate planning is something else that's out there. You know, one of the things that I found about people with estate planning is they don't have a will. I'll tell you, if you're listening right now and you do not have a will, well, you don't have any estate planning, right?
That's true.
And I know that there's a lot of shows on KPRZ and KPRZ about investing, and it's very important as a part of that to have an estate plan so that upon your death, your money goes where you want it to go. That's a part of what you give advice to as well for people, right?
Yeah, I do estate planning. Wills and trusts, but you know, kind of the cornerstone with what I do is when I sit down with a client, I try to talk them through not only what their wishes are and then draft the document, but I try to put it in a readable form for them,
right.
Talk to them about what everything means, and then the most important part is you sit down and you explain how it's going to work.
Good.
So most people who have a trust do not know that unless their house deed is in the trust's name, it's not part of the trust. It's still going to go through the courts.
Okay.
If their bank accounts are not in their trust name, it's going to go through the courts.
Right.
And, you know, so I always find it interesting people have trust, but they don't do what's
nothing
called funding.
Nothing is in
it.
The trust, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's, you know, maybe it gets, you know, the silverware and the things passed along. And so education is a very important part of how our estate planning works on a case-by-case basis.
Sure. Well, these are all things that oftentimes people find very uncomfortable to talk about. But I hope that folks are hearing today that there's a friendly nature. There's no need to be afraid. So often people just think, if I just ignore all the legal challenges, they'll just go away. I just won't have to mess with them. And estate planning is a part of that as well. If I just don't get into all that stuff, somebody else will take care of it all. And you end up finding out, no, it really is not go well. Do you have any advice? You just got out of the military. You moved back to San Diego. Any ideas for people that are in churches that have recently retired military people, plugging them in and helping them be a part of the ministry in their church as they come back to maybe a hometown, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, and it kind of goes hand in hand with having people in your church that are temporary. You know, people want to feel welcome. People, most vets that I know don't spend a ton of time talking about their military experiences for one reason or another. But what they really want is they're looking for that connection. They're looking for family, they're looking for friends, and they're looking to just, you know, get on with their life. And I think, you know, just making people feel welcome. I think pulling them into your small groups and everything else is just a huge blessing. So
excellent. Well, Emmons Law Office, that's where you'll find Russell. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields. I'm sitting in for David today. It's been great chatting with Russell. Hopefully we've broken down some of the walls of your fears of attorneys. You are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with some of the exciting things that happened on December 27th in history. Thank you. Breaking up is hard
to do. Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel, I can get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
The hometown advantage. You can see it in that new shop down on Main Street, in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. It's because of people like Reggie in finance and Ruth, the paramedic. Keisha, the designer, has it, and so does Orlando, the nurse. They live around here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work the hometown advantage. We work it around the clock, connecting local employers and local job seekers with local jobs they're good at, jobs they deserve. Post your job today and search a database of resumes to find, select, and hire the best local employees. Employees who live close by, close to family and friends, close to home. That's the hometown advantage. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I want to thank you for joining us here. We're at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields. I'm sitting in for David today. You can find our ministry at whitefields.org, or you can go to our Facebook page. Just search Whitefields, Inc. That's Whitefields, Inc. And you can find it on Facebook. We also have a phone number if you want to call 760-846-8610. You will get the accounting department. You can do all kinds of things on the phone, make a donation. You can ask them a question. You can get in touch with me. They will put you in touch with me if you have a question about our ministry. I'm glad to meet with you, talk to your church about missions, what God is doing all around the world. So he is indeed at work, and I'll tell you what, it's exciting to be a part of the process. And so many different churches and ministries and things going on. We have ministries in the Middle East that God is blessed. We're going to bring two new pastors into our ministry in the Middle East next year. Two of our pastors that we originally started with in the Middle East have established self-sustaining churches, and they are now completely independent of our financial support. They graduated out of the financial side. We still pray for them. One of those churches began a ministry to Egyptian migrant workers, and the Bible study grew so big that they are now ready to launch that as an independent church. They have several hundred migrant workers that come and have been attending this Bible study. We're going to be giving them a full-time pastor. So we're excited about that portion of the ministry and what God is doing. We're also in Japan. I'll be in Japan in April this year, ministering there to a couple hundred pastors. We've been there since the very beginning. So marvelous, marvelous things. Want to thank all of you that pray for us. And today is December 27th. I did a little research, discovered that this is a very interesting day in history. Did you know that in 1831, the HMS Beagle, with Charles Darwin on board, departed England for a survey of South America? This was the day. Now, I'll tell you what. 1831, he just didn't know a whole lot of stuff about science that we know now. And so it's very interesting. I've met some people, even Christian people, that try to say, well, I've studied biology and I believe in evolution. I just want to let you know, I think evolution is scientifically impossible. Especially the evolutionary theory is developed 100 plus years ago by Charles Darwin. And even by his grandfather before that in 1794, before Charles was even born. Science just didn't have all the evidence available to prove the theory false. But I'll tell you what, you read now, if you compare Darwin's book on the origin of species by means of natural selection, you'll find out that now we have lots of scientific discoveries that have proved that's just not possible. The other thing I think that's really crucial about evolution is that the world did not advance randomly. It actually advanced according to God's plan, and it is fulfilling everything exactly that God intended it to fulfill. But 1831, on this day, December 27th, the HMS Beagle left with Charles Darwin on board. 1887, now this is really interesting because I love Sherlock Holmes. The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle began. That's when it was published, 1887, on this day, December 27th. So maybe pull out some Sherlock Holmes tonight. 1903, I don't know if we've got any Barbershop Quartet fans out there, but this is the day that Sweet Adeline was first sung. Oh, brings back lots of memories to me. I was in a Barbershop Quartet when I was in college. And just had a lot of fun. You could have so much fun with a barbershop quartet. And Sweet Adeline was one of our favorites. We enjoyed doing that. 1927, this was not a very happy thing, but Stalin's faction won all-Union Congress in the USSR. And Trotsky was expelled. 1927, that began a regime of tremendous violence. 1945, we still hear about these guys today. The International Monetary Fund was formally established by 29 member countries. I just didn't realize how much stuff happened on December 27th, 2 days after Christmas. You'd think, wow, this is a really busy time of the year. Everybody was just wrapping presents, and most of these people, you'd think, how did they get all their gifts returned and exchanged on the 26th so that they could go do all this stuff on the 27th? That's what I'm really wondering. Well, here's one other. 1968, I was just a young boy, but I do have memories of the Apollo 8 returns to Earth. The Apollo space flights in the 1960s, I'll tell you what, they were awesome. I remember watching the Apollo, I believe it was Apollo 11, in school. We had one little TV set. I think it was a black and white TV set. We all sat there, and we watched the whole space launch and everything else going on. But the Apollo 8 was the second human spaceflight mission in the United States Apollo space program. It was launched on December 21st, and it became the first manned spacecraft to leave Earth orbit and reach the Earth's moon, orbit it, and return safely to Earth. And the three astronaut crew, Commander Frank Borman, Command Module pilot James Lovell and lunar module pilot William Anders became the first humans to travel beyond low Earth orbit. That's significant in that Apollo 8, when they were there on Christmas Eve, they actually did a Christmas Eve because they were launched on the 21st. They were out in space on Christmas Eve, and they did a space special from space a TV special. It was, at the time, the most watched television show ever in the history of television. And so Apollo 8 was out there, and they actually read the first 11 verses of the book of Genesis, the first 10 verses from the book of Genesis at the time. Now, that was in contrast to the 1961 event. You might have heard about the cosmonaut, the first man in outer space 50 years ago. This was in 1961. And it was at the height of the Cold War, and cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin was proclaimed by the Soviet leadership to have announced, "I went up to space, but I didn't encounter God." There's quite some interesting research done on that, because a lot of people have now said that Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev is the one that actually attributed that to Gagarin. And other people have come out and said, nah, Gagarin didn't really say it. In fact, he was a baptized member of the Russian Orthodox Church, and due to Soviet repression of Christianity at the time, he kind of kept all that to himself. Well, interesting things going out there on December 27th, and John F. Kennedy's goal of landing a man on the moon before the end of the 1960s. Apollo 8 astronauts returned to Earth on December 27, 1968, and eventually the U.S. did get a spaceship to the moon and back. Well, that is if you don't believe that's a big conspiracy theory. I'm just going to leave you with that today. We've been having a great time here at KPRZ. So thankful for David for letting me sit in for him. I hope that you will go find our ministry at whitefields.org. There's opportunities to pray. Find us on Facebook, Whitefields, Inc. We've been having a great time here today. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Been sitting in for David. You are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. And we'll be back in 22 hours, and you'll hear from David. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.